All right. Transexamic acid that I can't pronounce in pre-hospital care. Have you seen Kenji use this yet?
Yes. We were talking about this last night. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A couple of times we've used it. Bad pelvic fractures. I don't think that we have it on the rigs, as far as I know, anywhere in LA County yet, but we've used it.
And when you push it, nobody explodes or anything. It's just
all good, you know.
You don't turn into one big scab.
Yeah, so I was actually wondering what the downsides were on it. Seems, you know, kind of a...
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be any downsides. They're always the concern. There's a whole bunch of these things that make you clot more. You're bleeding, let's give you a medicine to make you clot more. That should be good, right? But in the other medicines that we've used, activated protein C and all 7, is that it clots too much. So, yeah, you stop their pelvic bleeding, and then the next day they have a pulmonary embolus or an MI. But this stuff doesn't seem to do that. The only concern about this study is it was done not in big US institutions. It was done overseas, so we're not sure. But since it's cheap and doesn't seem to hurt, while we're waiting more trials, we're going to do it. And it's interesting because Kenji, I say Kenji because when it first came out, he's like, I don't think we're going to use that. But then a month ago, he's like, oh, yeah, we're using it.
Oh, yeah. We don't have it officially approved for the ER yet, but our mass transfusion says consider transexamic acid
right
there. And they're starting to bring coolers down to the ER of blood products.
Blood products, like your box. Mm-hmm. Here's the person bleeding to death. Fill them up with this box.
That's right. Here's your first box, and then we'll just continue sending more.
How does this stuff come? Do you have to reconstitute it? Or
but we're so lucky we have the pharmacy. Yeah, the first time I ran over and I asked the pharmacist, and I'm like, oh, runs over 10 minutes, no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Easy breezy.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's good for in the field, too, because if you have long transport times, which we don't have here very often, but in the rural countries, it's really good.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest place it'll be used in pre-hospital care, is that you've got a big long transport time, they've got a big bad pelvic fracture. Giving this stuff, like Howie said, I think that might be a good idea.
Yeah, we're thinking those nurses that... Couple months back, was it Mississippi? The ones with the telemedicine.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They thought that bad trauma shows up. You got to wait time until you can get them somewhere. I thought that would be great.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see more studies to come, but very interesting in getting used.